Ah, so you guys liked the first one, did you? This is Boop, some gaming news you can use for July 31st, 2014. I'm Scott Johnson. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Boop. Boop. B-O-O-P. And glad to be back. Real quick, just thanks for all the great feedback, everybody. It's been very nice. It's the Thursday edition of the show. Feels pretty good to choose a two-a-day deal and then pick Tuesday and Thursday for that, right? I realize it's only a day of stuff in between. Maybe that's not enough time. I don't know. I haven't had much feedback on that. I think that's probably okay. Maybe I should have gone like Monday, Friday, or Monday, Thursday. Then you get 2 days in between. And then from Thursday, you get Friday, Saturday, Sunday between shows. So I'm two and, or is it three and three? Eh, whatever it is. Look, it's fluid. We can make changes as we go. We don't have to stick to what we have here. You want to add a segment that's all about why my tooth hurts today? I could do that. But no, I'm not gonna. Instead, I'm gonna tell you what I've been thinking about. Then we'll get to the news. Because this is a news show. It's a gaming news show. Have you been paying attention? Good Lord, man. I am not sure what to think yet about Crypt of the Necro Dancer. Oh, what is that, Scott? I hear some of you say. Don't you mean Necromancer? No. No. It's a new indie title. Oh, and I meant to get who makes it. And I was going to write that down. Anyway, Crypt of the Necro Dancer, early access on Steam, $14.99 US dollars. What is that, 50 cents in Europe, you bastards? So here's the deal. That thing is weird. You're this girl gets chucked into this dungeon, although I understand you can be plenty of characters later. Right now, that's the alpha's just got her. There's a lot of placeholder imagery stuff in there. It is early access, after all. 8-bit looking rogue-like dungeon crawler. Here's the catch. Everything is a rhythm game. All your movement is to a beat. In fact, there is a 2-minute key calibration operation before you start this game, where they want to make sure that as you hear the beat, you're hitting the key or the controller button in time with the beat. And if you've got some latency, they want to account for it, which is cool. But what's weird is it takes a whole minute of just this one beat and you hitting this thing for a whole minute. It's kind of a weird mini game in itself. I kept feeling like I was screwing up. I had zero latency on the pumping, or when I would do the visual thing where it would show the heart pumping and that I have to match my key press with that. Zero latency. When I had to do it with the sound, like 0.98 nanoseconds off. So I don't know what that means. Sound traveling slower to my brain than my visual cortex when I see the heart beating? I don't know. Anyway, I don't even know how to explain it, except you're in this dungeon and there's stuff to kill. And your job is to get up next to stuff, like attack from the left or right because they can't attack you. But attacking is literally running in front of them or running into them. But you have to do it to the beat. And the more you do that, the more of the coin multiplier you get, which means you get more money, which means you can unlock more stuff. I can tell already this thing's going to be super fun. I have just cracked the surface. What a weird combo, though, man. RPG, roguelike, permadeath, dance rhythm game with an 8-bit aesthetic. This is why we are living in the best video game time we've ever had. A renaissance period where weird indie crap like this can get made. And you and I can freaking play it. It's amazing. I'm not kidding, man. I love it. Whoa, it's the news. Let's get into the news. Some things have happened since we last spoke. Not a ton of stuff, but some things. Been a bit of an aftermath after the EA announcement I talked about on Tuesday. The EA Access Program, 360 subscription game deal. We talked all about it. Sony's response. At the time, there was no response. I think later that day, we actually got the response. So show had already gone up, so I didn't have time to do it. That's the other consideration I got to make on this show is when do I record? Because, you know, I don't want to miss the hot news, right? So I'm doing it a little later in the day than I had done previously, just in case something big came up. Anyway, Sony had a response. They said this: we evaluated the EA Access subscription offering. I assume that means they met with them and were offered some similar deal, and decided that it does not bring the kind of value PlayStation customers have come to expect. Unquote. This is a Sony spokesman. They told this to Game Informer. Quote, we don't think asking our fans to pay an additional $5 a month for this EA-specific program represents a good value to the PlayStation gamer. What they will think is a good value is you paying on top of your Plus program for subscription fees for PlayStation Now. I know what you're doing, Sony. I mean, look, PlayStation Now is very much going to be a really cool service for fans who want it. And yes, in addition to that, having extemporaneous programs like EA-specific stuff on top of that, yeah, that starts to be a little expensive and potentially untenable as a consumer. However, don't go pretending like you're the great protector of the consumer here. Last generation, you had some of the worst business practices of that console generation, and we don't forget those things. I love what you're doing now. Don't get me wrong. I'm super impressed with where Sony's at. And I think they are making a lot of good moves. But you don't have to pretend like you're a man of the people, you know. You're a man of the bottom line, just like everyone else is. I mean, EA is, Microsoft is. It's fine. You can admit it. Don't you go trying to fool me. Anyway, it kind of jives with my problem. So it's funny because they kind of agree with where my stance is, but I just question their perspective on the stance. They've got their own thing. And today's the day. Sony Now is in open beta today. Or it's not Sony Now, it's PlayStation. I keep saying Sony Now. I will now stop saying Sony Now, and I will say this. Here's a quote. With PlayStation Now ready to enter its open beta today, Jack Busser, is that how you say his name? He answered calls for a subscription model by saying, quote, definitely something in the works. This, by the way, from the Joystick article about this. Quoting from them, the director of the game streaming program elaborated on the PS blog, writing this, quote, we've heard you loud and clear for an update on PS Now and its subscription option and want to reassure you that we are working on it. That makes me sad because here's what I had hoped they were going to do. I had hoped, and maybe it'll still happen, but I had hoped that PS Now would be rolled into PS Plus. PS Plus would just now have this in it, right? And maybe they could tier that and say, all right, well, entry-level PS Plus is just Plus, and you get those benefits you already get. But if you want to get the Subscription Now service and the live streaming and all that stuff, it's going to be another $5 a month or something. But just tack it onto your existing thing and just do the premium membership. That's probably what they'll do or something like it. I can't imagine them trying to confuse everybody with two separate subscription programs and two different billings. You know, I think if you want Now, it includes Plus. And if you're already Plus and you want Now, you got to up your tier. If they do anything other than that, I'll be shocked. I had hoped we'd have kept at the same price and they just would have rolled this in. But, you know, there's an opportunity here. And truthfully, they've made a big investment in Gaikai and the technology behind all this and their server infrastructure and all this hooch. So, yeah, man, Sony's got to make, they got to make it pay. They got to make it rain. So they say they're working on it. According to Joystick, PlayStation Now lets players stream PS3 games and Sony cloud servers to PS4 and other systems in the future. So I assume this means they're in it to win it. Currently, the beta only offers rental options, which I had heard, and the open beta presumably will be the same today, with players able to access games for either 4 hours, 7 days, 30 days, or 90 days. As displayed in a new video, there are different prices for different games. Visual games, Darksiders, for example, is $3 for 4 hours, $6 for a week, $8 for 30 days, and $15 for 90. And then this sort of varies game to game. Surely the more popular titles, and who determines this? I don't know. You know, could you go back far enough and go, Well, Journey sold real well, so we're going to have Journey at $10 for 4 hours. But, boy, that pixel junk side-scroller thing did not do well. So screw those guys. That's only $2. I don't know. Will it be like me buying Iron Man or Ghost Rider in Marvel Heroes 2015? Because Ghost Rider, dude, what are they trying to do to me here? I want Ghost Rider, but I don't want to pay Ghost Rider money. It's expensive. Usually they're more expensive because, hey, Iron Man, big in the movies, you know? That makes sense. All these Guardians of the Galaxy characters, I get it. You're milking it for the hotness, right? But those Nicolas Cage movies were terrible. Those were hot, sweltering garbage. You want to be paying 19, whatever. I don't know what it converts to. There's space points involved here, but converts to like, I don't know, $12.50 maybe, $15. He looks cool though. Gotta say, pretty badass. Anyway, I don't know how they're going to arrange this. I'm always big on let's just have a nice flat rate. You know, it averages out. That way players can experiment with junk and they can experiment with good stuff and just let them determine it. Otherwise, if you're going to start putting sort of tiered pricing per game on these rentals, and this, again, is outside the subscription, but if you put this tiered pricing on rentals, then you're implying that one game's better over another. And I think that's just that's a weird place to be. I'd rather the publishers control this, and maybe they will. Maybe that's the whole point. So that's going on. That's a thing. Oh, that means we've got to move on to the next story. Nintendo lost $97 million last quarter. This despite the success of Mario Kart 8. Would have been a lot worse without it. I think we can all agree on that. Nintendo lost $97.2 million in the yearly quarter ending June 30th. Company confirmed in its latest quarterly reports, this according to Polygon.com. The loss comes even despite the successful sales of Mario Kart earlier this year. That saw 2.82 million shipped. That's a hell of a success for any game. Nintendo says these sales can be attributed to existing Wii owners and not new buyers. So they shipped, 510,000 new Wii Us between April and June. And they say they have a target of 3.6 million units sold this fiscal year. That's their plan. That means, you know, I'm no dummy. I think that just means they're counting on Smash Brothers to be, well, they're counting on Smash Brothers to be a big old smash, right? Yeah, I said it. I hate myself now. Yeah. They're gonna want that. Wii U's total shipments rose to 6.68 million as of June. This is interesting. So the company confirmed Mario Kart 8 represents 65% of the total 4.39 million software sales, or shipments rather, made up. So that's not sales, that's shipments to stores and stuff. In this three-month period, that quarter. 80% of which came from outside of Japan. I was reading some other stuff today. Man, games are in a weird place in Japan. If you're not Monster Hunter and a couple of other things, you're kind of dead. That is not the mecca it used to be. That's sad, man. Like, I wonder, Tokyo Game Show this year, I wonder what we're going to get there. You know? It's just going to be weird anime ripoffs and, I don't know, stuff I don't like? Probably. I personally would love to see Japan make a big comeback. I don't know where the problem lies. If their interest is just low, the country itself is just aging and they're not having kids coming to the market and it's just there's no interest, then maybe that's the problem. But maybe it's something else. Maybe the style and aesthetic of their games needs to... I'm not saying they need to westernize. I'm not saying we're doing it right. I just mean, I don't know. Maybe to appeal to a more global market, they got to get out of the goofy anime roots, which, look, I may not be an anime fan myself, but I understand its value in popular culture, and I'm not besmirching it. I'm just saying you would appeal to a lot more gamers if I had less big-eyed girls and weird, dirty old men in my video games, because that's what they have, at least one of those in every Japanese game. It's just the rule. All right, maybe I'm generalizing, but you get my point. Also, have you noticed every article on Nintendo and how they're doing, both this quarter and otherwise, They all seem to have, they're all overusing that that Luigi death stare thing. That's the hot thing to do now. Oh, got an article about Nintendo? Have a picture of Luigi driving by all pissed looking. Really weird. Blizzard is investigating Hearthstone payment woes. You want to hear it right from them? Here, I'll give it to you. This is from Blizzard. We're currently investigating the following issues affecting new Hearthstone Wings, or The Wing, the Plague Quarter, which released this week for $6.99. First wing is free. You still get it for free if you get in there now. I think after a month, it's not free. Blizzard wrote this in a statement to Eurogamer. Some players are unable to access the new wing after the purchase. Some players have been charged twice in order to access the new wing. We apologize for the inconvenience. Thank you for your patience while we work to resolve it. Blizzard has a long history of fixing issues and not screwing people over. So if you're worried, don't be. They got you. They got you. You'll be fine. I hope you'll be fine. Sony sold three times as many consoles as Microsoft this last quarter. Mashable had a note about this and started digging around just trying to make sure these numbers seemed right. And they seem to jive with most sources I'm reading. Sony PlayStation 3 and 4 consoles. So they're counting both those against the 360 and the Xbox One. They say the Sony consoles sold 3-1 last quarter. That is, that's pretty significant. It remains to be seen, though. No one knows how many consoles that is. Right? We get this 3-1 thing, but we don't know 3-1 what. We know the ratio. We don't know the totals. Sony's financial statement released Thursday morning showed the company sold 3.5 million PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 3 consoles combined. So that's together. This would have been between April 1st and June 30th. Let's see. That is the first fiscal quarter of this year for those not in the know. Comparatively, Microsoft sold 1.1 million Xbox One and 360 units combined, according to the numbers released last week. Yeah, you know, this is a weird generation. What a weird thing, man. What a weird flip. I mean, I know by the end, worldwide at least, 360 and PS3 were kind of neck and neck and things were looking pretty equal, totals-wise. But what a weird flip. You go from Xbox, original Xbox, I always want to say one, and PlayStation 2 era, and there was just no contest. Sony killed them, just murdered them. 360 came out strong and stayed strong and did really well, and especially in the U.S. and Western markets, it kind of kicked A. And this switch so quickly to back to Sony is just crazy. And I'm one of the people who made a decision because it just appealed to me more. I went, you know what, getting a PS4. Why? The games I want to play are coming out there, and all the third-party stuff is anyway, and it's a little more powerful, and yeah, it'll do a little better resolution. It seems to be a little more focused on better indies and, I don't know, core gamers in general, and I don't have to worry about this Kinect business, and I don't do regular TV, so the TV thing means nothing to me. So, you know, it was the better value for me. But I don't want to see Microsoft suffer thusly. I want to see them do really well, and I want to own one when it makes sense to own one for games that I really want to play. But right now, I mean, right now, it's hard to see the value, man. I don't know. I know plenty of people love theirs, and I'm not, this isn't a Sony versus Microsoft thing for me. I want them to succeed. I don't want to live in a world where any of these guys don't exist. They push each other. They create good competition. That means better stuff for games and gamers. So that's not what I'm doing. And neither should you be doing that. Check your spam filters. You might have an Evolve Alpha key in there, just hanging out, grooving on your inbox. They went out, and this test will run from the 1st to the 3rd, so that's tomorrow through the 3rd, which would be what, the weekend, Sunday, whatever? Well, tomorrow's Friday, so Saturday, Sunday, something. Anyway, the game is scheduled for an October 21st release on the Xbox One, PS4, and PC. These are the ex-Left 4 Dead guys, and looks amazing, and everything I've seen and heard just sounds awesome. The perfect four-player, bring-your-friends kind of game. And those alpha keys are in the wild, so check your spam. They might be in there. And if it is, I would love to know how that goes for you guys. Is it fun? Is it cool? Is it great? What is it? It's time for user reviews. It's where I just take a minute and go through the reviews on the internet from user reviewers instead of the relatively high quality journalistic reviews that we all enjoy. Let's start here. We went to Amazon today a little bit. Craig on Amazon reviewing Last of Us Remastered Edition. No, the new PS4 deal, the conversion. He says like this. This is what he says. Games like this are why you got a PS4. Seriously, I got this in an email from Sony about this game. Sony really thinks that coming out with a remake of a popular PS3 game is a good reason to buy a PS4, and we should thank them for this. What a complete joke. I was just very disgusted. I think he spelled disgusted wrong. By an email stating that games like this are why you get a PS4. No, he says. I didn't buy a PS4 for a remake of a PS3 game. Sorry, Sony, but you can't do much better. Or you can do much better. I know you can. The gameplay really isn't all that fun. The story is okay. Not worth all the hype. I happen to think this game is 1 star. Just watch all the comments starting to fill up on my review and you will see 5-star reviewers that think no one is entitled to a different opinion than their own. We're getting a little personal here. This is my opinion and this is my rating and I am entitled to my rating, people. For the record, I own both a PlayStation 3 and a 4. And I state this to fend off the troll comments and the fanboy of another system comments that are sure to follow. Craig, you really think highly of yourself, man. I also think the game's overpriced. It looks really pretty and the frame rate's great and it's nice to see these improvements. It really is good looking on the PS4, but full price game, I think they could have made us a deal. Dr. William H. on Amazon, also about Last of Us on PS4. This is my favorite because I'm going to assume he's a real doctor. That's what I'm going to do here because of this. Because he says that he's a doctor, so I'm going to just assume it. He says, this game is no good. The PlayStation 3 version was terrible, and this will be also. Good day. I said good day! let's move on to that new UFC game. This is on Metacritic. This is Ordinus. It says, are we in 2001? This game is a total mess for the MMA fans and gamers. The graphics is beautiful, but the frame rates is a lag. Just when you thought there was some good diction going. When another element pops in the screens, the localizations is crap. Sometime the control is simple and sometime it is impossible to know how to do. Please, EA, give the franchise for another publisher. The UFC 3 from THQ beat this game in all factor and UFC 3 is not so good game. Isn't an arcade game, neither a sports / simulation game. All my hope to have FIFA for MMA is lost. The judges' decisions seem to be random. LOL. Don't waste your money. Says Dr. William H. The doctor has spoken, man. All right, thanks, Dr. H. Dr. what? Dr. something? I don't remember now what the hell it was. All right, that's enough of that. All right, let's take a look at what you should be playing this week. Talked a little bit at the top of the show about that Necrodancer game, which is pretty rad, but I'm going to tell you now instead. I keep coming back to this game. Came out in 2013, and I got so enamored with it. Well, I guess it was alpha then. It's still sort of alpha, beta. But I just fell in love with it then, and I keep going back to it, and there is a Zen-like quality in this game. It's one of those games I can just keep coming back to, and that is Broforce on the PC. I can only hope this ends up on, like, Vita consoles and everywhere else. There's talk of that. But I can't stop. Today I unlocked Ripley. I forgot her. Ripley from Aliens. There's only two, by the way, only two women that you can unlock in the game. I think there should be more tough ladies from action movies, but I forgot what they call her. Rip Bro or something? Whatever. They have these silly names for everybody. Like Bro Cop or Robro Cop, I guess. Conan the Brobarian. I unlocked him the other day. Anyway, I can't get enough of that game. I think it's a blast, and I think the campaign is shaping up to be one of the best things about it. I think the user-generated levels that are coming out are really well done and cool. I hope they keep this thing up and they keep adding to it because it's awesome. So if you missed it, just get it. Speaking of titles you may have missed, on Tuesday, Rogue Legacy for the Vita and PlayStation happened as well. Did that come out on Xbox One? I don't think it did or is. Didn't they get an exclusive Sony deal? Well, anyway, if you have a Sony platform and you want to play my favorite game of early last year, that's the one. Rogue Legacy is the bomb. And available now, crossplay as well. That's going to do it, man. See, this is how this works. You know, 25 to 30 minutes of sweet, sweet gaming news and commentary. It's what you've come to expect from Boop. I'll tell you what else you've come to expect from us. Or have you? Here's what you've come to expect from us. You've come to expect an email address. You can use it. Boopshow@gmail.com. That's boopshow@gmail.com. Send your emails. I want to hear from you guys. Send your attachments. Whatever you want, man. We'll play calls on this show. That's the whole point. On Twitter, follow us at Boop Show. Some have said it sounds like boob. It's not. It's boop. Boop. Like boop. All right. Frogpants.com/boop. You'll find manual web players and stuff like that. If you want to get your show that way, you can download the MP3s there. Subscribe there. There's all the info as well. So that's a little home for it. You can get it on iTunes. I think it's on Stitcher now. Stitcher's weird. They don't ever say when this stuff's done, and I don't know. Stitcher's funky. They gotta have a better plan. You can call and leave voicemails. We'll play them here on the show. I haven't gotten one yet, but I want them. I want these, so get them to me. 206-339-1320. That's 206-339-1320. And just tell me your thoughts. Complain about me. Talk about games you like. Whatever. Keep them short. Keep them interesting. It'll get played on the show. Our music brought to you by the Schnauzer Radio Studios. A.K.A. Schnauzer Radio Orchestra. It's a better way to put it. Music for a 1950s video game. You can find it on iTunes or Amazon MP3 and a lot of places where MP3s are sold. And yeah, you want to support the show? Buy some cool prints and stuff over there at frogpants.com/store. That will do it for us, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We'll see you on Tuesday for another edition of Boop!
So good, it's like you're there!